Mornings with Adam Shirley on ABC Radio Canberra.
But it's dogs of an African variety we're looking at now. Why? Well, if you look at the number of endangered animals in Australia, let alone across the world, there is a race against time to save their futures. That's at the forefront of the minds of researchers at James Cook University. They've developed a new way to try and save the African wild dog, and it could have potential to help save other animals that we are very concerned about and that are very low in number. Dr. Damien Paris is one of the researchers behind this new method. He's based at James Cook Uni. He's with us now. Dr. Paris, good morning and congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you.
The African wild dog is a unique animal. Why is it the focus of your research?
Largely because really the population is on the brink of extinction. We're talking about 6,600 animals left in the wild, and really that's largely caused by habitat fragmentation, human persecution, and really susceptibility to canine diseases like rabies and distemper. So really this is a species we need to do something about now so we don't end up losing this species forever.
And their behaviour as well, when they go through their juvenile to adult years, also makes it difficult to use traditional rehabilitation or preservation methods. Tell us why.
Yeah, I guess one of the reasons why African wild dogs are such successful hunters is because they're a pack species. So they hunt as a pack. They have a very complex social hierarchy. And as a result of that, any new individuals that enter the pack for example, for conservation purposes, if you want to introduce new individuals to increase genetic diversity in the captive group, for example, these new individuals are basically often attacked. And in many cases, that can lead to, you know, serious injuries or even death. So that pack mentality actually makes it difficult to make a difference in terms of conservation and maintaining genetic diversity in these limited animals now.
People think of in vitro fertilization and freezing things like eggs and sperm. How have you successfully done it in this particular case?
Okay, so a number of groups have attempted to cryopreserve sperm in African wild dogs, really to preserve genetic diversity in the male stock at least. But previous attempts haven't really been successful. After they thawed the sample, the sperm basically stopped swimming in a very short period of time. And if you want to use a sample like this, for example, for artificial insemination to fertilize females, it needs to be viable for many hours, maybe 4 to 6 hours in the female reproductive tract. And really what we've done is we've tried a variation on some of these freezing formulations. We've used a couple of different cryoprotectants to help protect the sperm membrane, the cell wall of the sperm when you freeze it. And basically what we found was after trying this formulation, we froze the sperm, then we thawed it out and looked at its viability. And what we found was that most of the sperm remained alive. They also had a very normal appearing morphology, a normal shape, and they swam, and they continued to swim for up to about 8 hours, which is pretty sufficient for artificial insemination and is of a quality that could be used to fertilise females and produce offspring.
So how promising have the initial trials been? How successful have you managed to make this preservation technique?
Yeah, well, certainly with the animals that we've done the work on, we've basically collected semen from about 24 dogs in 5 packs across the US and also in Namibia in southern Africa. And our testing with those has pretty much revealed, a significant improvement in this sperm quality and freezability. And really, based on the results that we've achieved, which we've just published in a journal, Cryobiology, we think really this protocol could be used to set up really an African wild dog sperm bank globally. And so what we're trying to do is, I guess, reach out to zoo managers and conservation managers in wildlife to think about adopting some of these techniques and start that development of a global sperm bank, really, for this endangered species.
You're hearing from Dr. Damien Paris, Australian researcher based at James Cook University. He and his team have had their eyes on Africa. In fact, in the African wild dogs case, the situation is critical. This is potentially a new technique to preserve the species for the next generation and generations afterwards. Adam Shirley with you on Mornings. So a lot of listeners now, Damien Paris, will be thinking, hang on a tick, this could offer all sorts of possibilities for our critically endangered Australian species. How transferable is your method to some of our animals?
Yeah, look, the approach itself is not new per se. Many investigators have tried for a number of years to try to successfully freeze sperm in different species, and I know a number of investigators that are working in, for example, Australian marsupials, critically endangered marsupials. Some of those approaches have been successful in some species, the koala being one. Other species, such as macropodids, so kangaroos and wallabies, the freezing process tends to be more difficult, and that's largely because each species and the cell wall of the sperm itself differs between species. And so what that really means is every time you approach a new species, you've got to develop a species-specific formulation of this freezing media that has the right balance of cryoprotective agents and various other sugars and other things that help preserve the sperm so that when you thaw them, they're not damaged. So certainly the freezing process itself can be applied to conservation of a number of different species, but it needs to be really optimised on a species-specific basis to be valuable.
If that can be done, does it provide not only a more efficient but maybe more cost-effective way of protecting vulnerable and critically endangered animals and even plants longer term? I know the fertilisation process is completely different, but if we're looking at pollen and stamens and the like, is there also potential there?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think you've really hit the value of this approach. It's not to replace natural breeding, but it really can assist the management of animals that are fragmented in populations around the world, and that's what we're seeing. Species are becoming increasingly fragmented, and traditional approaches where you moved whole animals around is actually considerably stressful, particularly to social species that have pack hierarchies. So really, this technology could be used in that sense to easily transport frozen semen samples to different parts of the world. You could collect sperm in Africa in the wild and supplement the genetic stock of captive populations in Europe, for example. So it has tremendous potential. And certainly plants, there's a lot of work in terms of preservation of plant germplasm as it is, and that can also be applied to those species as well.
And as can be the case with more traditional methods of trying to conserve a species, should the focus, the priority really being given to those ecosystem diggers or those ecosystem fulcrums such as the African wild dog? Locally here we have the eastern bettong as well.
Look, I think there's a whole lot of approaches to conserve species. Habitat preservation is one of those and certainly is at the forefront of all conservation efforts. But I guess where we come in, we argue that while you're trying to preserve shrinking habitat, we should be also developing some of these more advanced approaches to basically preserve the genetic diversity that we have before it's too late. And these techniques take a number of years to develop, so we really need to be working on them early so that we've got this insurance policy in the background in consort with habitat preservation. Mm. Yeah.
Dr. Paris, it is a significant shift and hopefully benefit for this species but others, as you've been outlining. Congratulations on the hard work appearing to pay off. Thank you so much for that.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Dr. Damien Paris, based at James Cook University on ABC Radio Canberra.
On 666 AM, digital radio and the ABC Listen app, this is ABC Radio Canberra.